Just got a phone call from Three, the mobile phone company that made me smile. I was in the car on the A14 travelling west, heading to my grandmother's. I'm not far away now, actually. I've just pulled up in Hinckley. And once every 3 months or so, I get a phone call from somebody in Mumbai. Normal phone call that kind of is read from a script and is attempting to butter me up and then offer me something I couldn't possibly refuse. And more often than not, they get about a sentence out and I say, sorry, my data is sponsored by Vodafone this year. Thanks, but no thanks. But as that comes to an end this month and my data is no longer sponsored, I am once again on the market for a SIM card for my everyday device, which is an iPhone at the moment. Data for me is really important. And I do know that Three do all-you-can-eat data. And I have been speaking to a few people who have all told me that the customer service from Three is really not very good because it's outsourced and there doesn't seem to be any real feeling that anybody cares. That's not my opinion because I've had very, very little contact with Three. I do have a SIM card from them and that is in a MiFi device which I've never really had to call anybody about. It's just worked and it's there if I need to connect 10 devices to some data. Interestingly, I had a kind of a different set of ears on when this phone call came in because I kind of wanted to test the customer service. And guy spoke great English. He said, how can we help you? After I said that I might be in the market for a SIM card, but I really only need SIM card. I don't need a contract. And I know that, you know, straight away, probably anything that he could have offered that was above and beyond what you see on the high street has gone, because I know that they want commitment and not the kind of 1 month rolling affair that I was after. So we have a bit of to-ing and fro-ing, and he gives me some really good information. Actually, he says, look, why don't you just try things out on a 1 month rolling contract for, you know, £12.90, you can have all you can eat data, 200 minutes, yada, yada, yada. For £18 a month, I could have all you can eat data and 2,000 minutes. I said, yeah, but what about roaming on these prices, this £12.90 and this £18? What about roaming? And I had in my mind that this year I may be visiting Australia, I may be visiting Austria, I may be visiting Stockholm, well, I know I'll be visiting Stockholm at some point, I know I'll also be visiting Ireland, and it's such a pain in the bum trying to find local SIMs. I have been so spoiled and so very lucky with having Vodafone kind of monitor my data this past year in exchange for pretty much unlimited anywhere in the world data. So he says, sounding ever so slightly solemn, because that's going, and not just for me, it's a cross-company policy, it seems. So he says to me, well, you'll be able to use your phone as if you were in the UK in Australia, Austria, Stockholm, Ireland. Looks like a big dumper truck behind me. Sounds like explosions, but it is just banging skips into its roof. All the countries I wanted to go to, it appears, I will be covered. I know there's going to be anomalies here and there, but how fantastic is that? On a 1 month rolling contract, what really have I got to lose? If customer service is bad, I just move along. So, unusually, it was a spam call that I very much thought was worth having. And then, so I say, thanks, you know, so much. You've been really helpful. And he says, so, can I send you a SIM card out? I says, well, not really now. I'm driving. I'll probably pop into a store and get one. He's like, are you sure? I can't send you one. It'll only take a couple of days. And I'm thinking, oh, am I robbing you of your commission? He says, well, Obviously, we have targets to meet, and I imagine the targets on the high street are going to be easily fulfilled, whereas you can imagine cold calling from the other side of the world isn't necessarily going to get the same results. And I'm like, okay, you know, I kind of see what you're saying, but what kind of ongoing relationship are we going to have? Surely it's better for me to pop in to the Three store and chat with the people behind the counter in my local town and begin, hopefully, an ongoing relationship where there is more of a chance of me getting good quality service. I know these people by name, they know me by face, and every time I'm passing, I can pop in and say hello. That's the kind of relationship I like with my service providers. And he's like, I also said, what about the fact that if I don't go to them, there may be a danger of Three thinking, well, let's just outsource everything, not have high street stores anymore. What's the point? Giffgaff seemed to manage. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, unless, of course, I travel to India later this year, which is also a possibility. Mumbai, in particular, I've been asked if I could possibly visit. In which case, it would be very handy to have an acquaintance, somebody on the ground there when I arrive who can introduce me to some people who may be able to assist me in my work or at least answer questions in the local area, the places to go and the places not to go. And he was like, yes, of course. So I says, well, why don't you tweet me from your own Twitter account, say hello, and if you do that, there's a connection more than just the person on the other side of the world phoning me in a kind of spammy way. And there's something more than just that. And he's like, okay then. So I say, I'm at Documentally on Twitter. Connect. And I will tell you a good time to call me. And then we can go through all the igmarole of you sending me a SIM card. And he's like, fine, great. And I hope he does that. Because it would be quite interesting to take a call from someone in an Indian call centre who has never really been welcome up until the point where I am actually shopping for a SIM card, and then maybe carrying it through and meeting this person in person and finding out how things are now, because call centres obviously a very, very established industry in places like Mumbai, and I wonder how far they've come. Maybe I'd even get a chance to look at some of the different types of call centres are there and learn a little bit about the people who are behind them. Anyway, that was my ponderings, having got a spam call, which is effectively valuable, ultimately, at this particular time. A small window of opportunity. Otherwise, I can be a real git sometimes, you know. I'll say, I'm terribly sorry, I'll just go and get him, and then I'll just leave the phone on hold for ages and ages and ages. That's normally not with international call centres, because I know that, you know, some of the developing countries very much need this kind of work to not be sabotaged by the likes of mine. trouble-causing mind, because, you know, sitting on the phone for half an hour, it might be the difference between you feeding your family and not. Whereas when some of the UK call centres that have some pretty obnoxious people on, I have absolutely no problem at all when my phone number is on the telephone preference list, giving them some jip. Whereas I know that I call this call a little bit spammy from Three. I am an existing customer, so I can kind of see where they're coming from. Wanted to upsell and all that. Let's see how it goes. If you do have any advice, I've had some really helpful people giving me some details on what the different possibilities are at the moment, but data roaming is an absolute priority for me. Please let me know, either in the comments on audioboo.net, where this audio will hopefully land, or Twitter and the usual places you can find me at Documentally. I will be uploading this audio boo from my mobile phone using Vodafone data. Thank you very much. This has not been an advertisement for either company, although I will disclaim my current affiliation, which is coming to an end with Vodafone. Thank you very much for listening.